In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we resume our reflection upon the profound apostolic exhortation of St. Pope John Paul II, Familiaris Consortio, on the role of the Christian family in the modern world. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we pick up on Familiaris Consortio, section entitled Inculturalization, Article 10, Paragraph 2. Holding fast to the two principles of the compatibility with the gospel of the various cultures to be taken up and of communion with the universal church, there must be further study, particularly by the episcopal conferences and the appropriate departments of the Roman Curia, and greater pastoral diligence so that this inculturation of the Christian faith may come about ever more extensively in the context of marriage and the family as well as in other fields, end of quote. So yes, the gospel of our Lord Jesus is compatible with the various cultures in the world. And these various cultures are called to be, they are invited to be in communion with the universal Catholic Church. And yes, the church and you and I are called to preach the gospel to the whole world. There is not a single place, there is not a single culture in the world that should be deprived of the love and mercy and truth of our Lord Jesus and his church. And this is the business of you and me. Yes, it is the business of the church, but you and I are members of the church, and it is our business. It is your business. It is my business and responsibility. And you and me both have an irreplaceable, indispensable part in that mission of the church. Quote, it is by means of inculturation that one proceeds towards the full restoration of the covenant with the wisdom of God, which is Christ himself. The whole church will be enriched also by the cultures which, though lacking technology, abound in human wisdom and are enlivened by profound moral values, end of quote. So we should be satisfied with nothing less than a full restoration of the covenant with the wisdom of God, which is Christ himself. And St. Pope John Paul II tells us that the whole church will be enriched also by the cultures. And by the way, these cultures are not to be discarded, but rather perfected in our Lord Jesus and his church. We can find amazing human wisdom in the various cultures, and we can learn a lot from various cultures. Many cultures are enlivened by profound moral values, perhaps moral values that you and I have lost, that our own culture has lost, or at least perhaps these values have been reduced or subdued. You and I have a mission to work to bring true and good moral values back into our culture, whatever culture we happen to live in. Quote, so that the goal of this journey might be clear and consequently the way plainly indicated, the Synod was right to begin by considering in depth the original design of God for marriage and the family. It went back to the beginning in deference to the teaching of Christ. See Matthew 19, 4-6. Yes, God does have an original design for marriage and the family, and it is a perfect and beautiful design. Let's reflect upon this. Part 2, the plan of God for marriage and the family, section entitled, Man, the Image of the God Who is Love. And that is good to remember. You and I are each the image of the God who is love. Article 11, God created man in his own image and likeness. Footnoted Genesis 1, 26 to 27, calling him to existence through love. He called him at the same time for love. End of quote. Yes, you are created in God's own image and likeness. Listen, God, your Father, called you into existence through love. And this love continues to pour over you from God, your Father. And He has called you at the same time for love, to love Him back, to love others that He has placed in your life. And yes, that includes those we have the most difficult time loving. But we need to love them and forgive them nonetheless. Yes, you and I have been called for love. Quote, God is love, footnoted 1 John 4:8. And in himself he lives a mystery of personal loving communion, creating the human race in his own image and continually keeping it in being. God inscribed in the humanity of man and woman the vocation and thus the capacity and responsibility of love and communion. Footnoted Gaudium et Spes. Love is therefore the fundamental and innate vocation of every human being. End of quote. Yes, God is love, and in himself he lives a mystery of personal loving communion within the Trinity, this beautiful and mysterious divine truth and reality of the Most Holy Trinity. And yes, he has created the human race, and that means you as well, you as an individual in his own image. And he continually keeps the human race, keeps you in being. Were God to ever stop thinking of you and loving you and pouring out his love upon you, you would most definitely cease to exist. But no worries. He's not going to stop thinking about you. He's not going to stop loving you. You are the apple of his eye. You are his beloved child. Yes, you are so special to God. And just think about this. Think about this. God himself has inscribed in your humanity the vocation and thus the capacity and responsibility of love and communion. Yes, this is inscribed within your very humanity, and yes, within your very personhood, this capacity and responsibility of love and communion. You are called to love and be in communion with God and with others, but most especially in a very unique and special way with your spouse. So what does St. Pope John Paul II say here? What does he say about your innate vocation, your fundamental vocation, the innate and fundamental vocation of every human being? What is that? What is that? He tells us that it is love. It is love. And believe me, he is not referring here to some superficial butterflies in the stomach type of love. No, he's talking about true love and ultimately the highest form of love. And that is the love called agape, a sacrificial, selfless, bleeding type of love. Quote, as an incarnate spirit, that is a soul which expresses itself in a body, and a body informed by an immortal spirit, man is called to love in his unified totality. Love includes the human body, and the body is made a sharer in spiritual love. End of quote. Here I think we see St. Pope John Paul II touching upon his profound and beautiful theology of the body. He tells us that we are an incarnate spirit. In other words, our soul and body are one. So our soul expresses itself in a body, and a body is informed by an immortal spirit. So in this unified totality, we are called to love. And love includes the human body. The body is not evil. The body is a beautiful creation of God, and it is made a sharer in spiritual love. Just think of all our body does for us. And a side point, it would be very difficult, in fact, to love completely, to love with an agape love, to love with a sacrificial, hanging on the cross and bleeding and dying type of love, like our Lord Jesus, without a body. I will tell you that we will be amazed when we get, God willing, to heaven and come to a more complete understanding of all our body has done for us, for our salvation, and contributing to the salvation of others as well. Quote, Christian revelation recognizes two specific ways of realizing the vocation of the human person in its entirety to love. Marriage and virginity, or celibacy. Either one is, in its own proper form, an actuation of the most profound truth of man, of his being created in the image of God. So the two ways of realizing the vocation of the human person in its entirety to love are marriage and virginity, or celibacy. And either one, in its proper form, is an actuation of the most profound truth of man, of being created in the image of God. I think we can understand our sexuality better when we return to this realization that you and I are created in the image of God. We are walking images of God. So it makes a difference what we do with our bodies, does it not? Yes, you and I and our neighbor has a profound dignity as a unique creation in the image of God. Well, more about these points and about Familiaris Consortio after a quick break. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. Call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our reflection upon Familiaris Consortio. Article 11, paragraph 5. Consequently, sexuality, by means of which man and woman give themselves to one another through the acts which are proper and exclusive to spouses, is by no means something purely biological, but concerns the innermost being of the human person as such. End of quote. Yes, our sexuality is not something purely biological, but it concerns the innermost being of our human person. Quote, it is realized in a truly human way only if it is an integral part of the love by which a man and a woman commit themselves totally to one another until death. End of quote. Well, this is certainly a countercultural statement when it comes to the Western culture today, is it not? Yes, our sexuality is only realized in a truly human way when it is an integral part of the love by which a man and woman commit themselves totally to one another till death. Yes, this calls for total commitment between husband and wife, and not just a temporary commitment, not just a let's see how it works out type of commitment, not just a sharing a home and sharing the bills type of commitment, but a total and complete commitment to each other until death. Until death. Only then can I totally give of myself when it is unto death. That is how beautiful the gift of our sexuality is. It is only to be shared with our spouse when the commitment is until death. In other words, I commit and I tell my spouse, I vow to my spouse, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. Quote, the total physical self-giving would be a lie if it were not the sign and fruit of a total personal self-giving in which the whole person, including the temporal dimension, is present. If the person were to withhold something or reserve the possibility of deciding otherwise in the future, by this very fact, he or she would not be giving totally. End of quote. Do you see how timely and important and beautiful this awesome and beautiful apostolic exhortation of St. Pope John Paul II, Familiaris Consortio, is? Do you see? Do you see and hear the gift that you are being given right now? This gift of knowledge and clarity and truth about our human sexuality, about marriage, about the family. Yes, we are made in God's image and likeness, and we do not want to live a lie, do we? We do not want to live a lie. We have been created with too much dignity for that. Living a lie never leads to happiness, never leads to fulfillment, because a lie is the opposite of the truth, and the truth is our Lord Jesus overflowing with love and help for you. Listen, sexual activity outside of the covenant of marriage is a lie. It is a lie. Our sexuality is too grand to be degraded in a lie. Our sexual relations are meant for marriage, where we can give ourselves totally to the other. Yes, there needs to be a total physical self-giving of the whole person, including the temporal dimension. Temporal meaning relating to worldly as opposed to spiritual affairs, of or relating to time. So I am called to totally give of myself to my spouse, holding nothing back. And if I were to hold something back or reserve the possibility of deciding otherwise, of maybe leaving if things don't work out the way I think they should work out, then I would not be giving myself totally. I would be living a lie. But what a beautiful thing it is to be totally committed to one's spouse unto death, and to give of oneself totally and completely. This is a sublime and beautiful thing. Now listen to the next paragraph, quote, "This totality, which is required by conjugal love, also corresponds to the demands of responsible fertility. This fertility is directed to the generation of a human being, and so by its nature it surpasses the purely biological order and involves a whole series of personal values. For the harmonious growth of these values, a persevering and unified contribution by both parents is necessary." End of quote. The definition of conjugal is of or relating to marriage or the relationship of a married couple. Yes, the totality which is required by conjugal love also corresponds to the demands of responsible fertility. Think of this. This fertility is directed to the generation of a human being. What a gift and power God our Father has shared with you and me. This awesome gift and power of fertility, by its nature, surpasses the purely biological order. It involves a whole series of personal values. Yes, our fertility gives us the possibility of co-creating new life through the use of our sexual faculties, of co-creating a new, unrepeatable, beautiful, unique person in God's image and likeness. We have that power that has been gifted to us, and we must use it wisely, appropriately. So a persevering and unified contribution by both parents is necessary for the growth of these values. And quote, "The only place in which this self-giving in its whole truth is made possible is marriage, the covenant of conjugal love freely and consciously chosen, whereby man and woman accept the intimate community of life and love willed by God himself," end note, Gaudium et Spes, "which only in this light manifests its true meaning." End of quote. Listen, it is only in marriage, that one can give himself or herself completely. Only in marriage that one can exercise self-giving in its whole and complete truth. Yes, in marriage, we freely and consciously choose this covenant of conjugal love, this intimate community of life and love willed by God himself.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. In our next program, we will continue our discussion of Familiaris Consortio. But for now, I'd like to devote our remaining time to Scripture as I share a healing Scripture passage with you. Psalm 91, 14 to 16. I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life, long and full, and show them how I can save. End of quote. Well, do you need rescuing? Are you perhaps dealing with some adversity, some trouble, some cross, some disaster in your life, some loss of a loved one? Perhaps you find yourself in darkness. Perhaps your situation seems somewhat hopeless. Well, it may seem like that, but no situation is actually hopeless. I will assure you that there is someone who stands ready to rescue you. He has the power to rescue you. He is your loving, merciful Father in heaven, and you are his beloved child, so cling to him. Cling to him. He wants you to cling to him. You know his name, and he protects whoever knows his name. Invoke God. Invoke the Most Holy Trinity. Invoke your Father, your Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And you know what he tells you here? You know what he tells you here in Psalm 91? He says, if you invoke him, he will answer you because he answers everyone who invokes him. Are you in trouble? Are you in trouble? Well, if you are in trouble, God assures you that he is with you, that he is with you when you are in trouble. And you know what he's going to do for you according to his promise? He says, I will bring you safety and honor. Yes, if you cling to God, your Father, he will protect you. He will answer you. He will be with you and you will be safe. You will be honored. God, your loving Father, gives you life, long and full, and he will show you how he can save. Yes, he will. He will save you in his time in the most beautiful and perfect way every time. How could he ever do less for you, his beloved child? You are the apple of his eye. Yes, he is protecting you. Invoke him, and he will answer you. He never leaves you, and especially when you're in trouble, he is with you, pouring out his love and just showing how he can save. Yes, save you, his masterpiece. All will be well in the end. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. Join us next time for more on Familiaris Consortio. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.